2. Schedule 30-minute interviews for Carol, Mark, Julie, and Rob. Use www.myevents.com, username not real, password don't try it, to book them in my calendar for next week anytime between 9 to 9 Eastern Time. 3. Find the name, email, and phone is least important, of workers in the U.S. who have negotiated remote work agreements, telecommuting, despite resistant bosses. Those who have traveled outside the U.S. are ideal. Other keywords could include teleworking and telecommuting. The important factor is that they negotiated with difficult bosses. Please send me links to their profiles or write a paragraph describing why they fit the profile above. Look forward to seeing what you can do. Please email if you don't understand or have questions. Best, Tim. The truth is, I was at fault. This is not a good debut demand, and I made fatal mistakes even before composing it. If you are an effective person but unaccustomed to issuing commands, assume that most problems at the outset are your fault. It is tempting to immediately point the finger at someone else and huff and puff, but most beginner bosses repeat the same mistakes I made. 1. I accepted the first person the firm provided and made no special requests at the outset. Request someone who has excellent English and indicate that phone calls will be required, even if not. Be fast to request a replacement if there are repeated communication issues. 2. I gave imprecise directions. I asked him to schedule interviews but didn't indicate that it was for an article. He assumed, based on work with previous clients, that I wanted to hire someone, and he misspent time compiling spreadsheets and combing online job sites for additional information I didn't need. Sentences should have one possible interpretation and be suitable for a second-grade reading level. This goes for native speakers as well and will make requests clearer. $10 words disguise imprecision. Note that I asked him to respond if he didn't understand or had questions. This is the wrong approach. Ask foreign VAs to rephrase tasks to confirm understanding before getting started. 3. I gave him a license to waste time. This brings us again to damage control. Request a status update after a few hours of work on a task to ensure that the task is both understood and achievable. Some tasks are, after initial attempts, impossible. 4. I set the deadline a week in advance. Use Parkinson's law and assign tasks that are to be completed within no more than 72 hours. I have had the best luck with 48 and 24 hours. This is another compelling reason to use a small group, 3 or more, rather than a single individual who can become overtaxed with last-minute requests from multiple clients.